bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Good morning and welcome, Radio Land, to the HG Special, where the Holy Ghost is the administrator and primary director. We are honored to be a partner of Christ the King Radio, where they are committed to bringing light where darkness dwells. So set your favorites and listen to Christ the King Radio 24/7 and be blessed by God's ambassadors and wholesome music. Christ the King website is worldmediaministries.org and our radio station is ctkchristthekingradio.org. We are in for a great time. Real talk, real people serving a real God. So today we have our ambassador that's joining us is Evangelist Arthurine Cook. Her ministry name is Here's Life Christian Church and Ministries. She has a book that's on its way to being published and produced and in circulation. She has a series called In the Beginning. The book that's coming out is called The Soul Restored to See God. She already has a book in circulation called Bible Teachings. She is a personal friend of mine.
Yes.
She is a beautiful person inside out. She's full of the word and overflowing. And just before I unleash her to you, we're going to open up in a word of prayer. Father, we just bless you on today, and we honor and glorify you. We magnify you. Holy Ghost, you know wherever I am, you are welcome to flood that place. God, dispatch the angels in this studio right now in the name of Jesus to do what needs to be done. We need the ministering angels. We need warring angels. We need guardian angels, the seraphim, oh God, the cherubim, oh God. Father, all that is needed for this broadcast, you supply it in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, you are welcome to be free in this place to lead us and guide us in the way you would have us to go. We are your vessels. We are instruments waiting to be played in the key that you would have us play in. We honor you today with the substance of our life, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So welcome, Radio Land, Arthurine Cook.
Amen. It's good to be in the studio again.
Amen.
Amen.
So you've been on the radio before, yes?
I've been on the radio before. I did that for altogether about 3 years, and then we did a little television for about maybe 5 years. So
right.
I'm just used to broadcast.
All right. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. We still declare TBN
on the rise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because Christ the King is going places.
Amen.
And it is international, yes?
Yes.
Worldwide?
Yes. Worldwide.
The good thing about that, you just never know who's listening, whose life you are really, really touching.
That's right. That's right. So what's God saying to you?
Well, you know, one of the things, even while you were praying, I am an evangelist and going out to preach and everything, but I know that truly my anointing really lies in my calling in the office of a teacher. And the reason I think that is so important, because I really do believe that in the churches today, we don't give that office. Now, I'm not talking about your Sunday school teacher, and I'm not going anything against that, but the very office of a teacher, I think is we don't really see that happening in the churches today.
That's
amen?
Right.
Because I really do believe that, you know, preaching, amen, thank God for the preaching of the gospel. It is there to save souls and to bring the souls into the kingdom. But once they're in, we can't keep preaching to them. We need to teach them so they can begin to grow up in Christ. Amen.
All right.
Because teaching them shows them how to live a lifestyle that's according to the word of God. Not just something we do when we're in a crisis situation.
That's right.
But it's something that we live every day, that we know how to make right decisions for our life. When things come up, you know, we have a tendency, even with myself, well, let me go and you know, talk to God. And I'm not going against that or anything like that. But when you live it on a consistent basis, it's something that comes very natural to you.
That's
about
right.
Talking to God, because you're talking to him on a consistent basis.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
You know, this thing is so tender to my heart, mm-hmm. because one of the things I found out that even in my walk with Christ, you know, I was used to going to churches like everybody else did. I went to the revivals, I went to the programs, I went to Bible studies, but I found myself in all of that still coming up short.
Come on now.
When it came to truly knowing who God was. Now, at that time, you probably could have told me that, you couldn't have told me that I didn't really know him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was basing it on pretty much traditional things, but at the time, I didn't know how much tradition I was really walking in.
Come on.
Amen.
All right.
One day, I just went home and I said, God, I'm tired of going up with you and I'm tired of going down with you. Your word has to be able to keep me at a balance, mm-hmm. at a level. And I have yet not understood what that is. What is the missing piece that I'm missing in my life when it comes to you that I either don't understand or I haven't heard or whatever the case may be? And that's when God began to almost separate you unto himself to begin to teach you, because the Holy Ghost really is a teacher.
The Holy Ghost really is a teacher.
He really is a teacher, and we don't give him the recognition and give him the right of way to be able to do that to us and in us.
That's right. You know, a lot of people keep calling the Holy Ghost an it.
Mm-hmm.
They call the Holy Ghost a something.
Mm-hmm. A feeling.
A feeling. Mm-hmm. He is a very distinct person.
Yes.
And he is the brains of the whole operation.
Yes, he is.
He's the breath and strength of God. And we have to get a relationship with not just God. We have to get a relationship with Jesus Christ. We need a relationship with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost manifests himself in everyday living. This show is called the HG Special. And sometimes I get a little nervous when people say, oh, well, what's it going to be about? I have no idea.
Amen.
Because if he doesn't tell me, then I can't tell you. And if I try to make something come up that's not there, then that makes me a witch. Because witches conjure up things, and I'm not a witch. So if the Lord doesn't say something, there's nothing I can tell you. Even the gentleman out there, what's the topic today? I have no idea. Because I don't know what he's going to do. He said, I'll tell you when it's time. So Amen. Here it is.
Amen.
So God is faithful. You mentioned something about teacher. You know, we talk about the hand of God. And I grew up learning that the teacher is the pinky finger, because the pinky gets in the ear. The teaching is what builds the substance in our life.
Yes.
Teaching is what gives us the solid foundation and the ground that we need to stand on. We know that Christ is the sure foundation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even when they're building a house, they will, if they want to tear it down and remodel, they always check the foundation first. If the foundation, the house can be raggedy as what? When they look at the foundation, if it's not cracked, if it hasn't shifted, if it's not unlevel, they always say we can rebuild again.
Amen.
Because the foundation is sure. So even stuff that's going on in our lives, the house might not look all that good. Mm-hmm. The windows been tore out. Some windows might be boarded up. Some may not. Stuff all over the place. It looks like a hurricane has happened. But check my foundation.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit was saying, we can rebuild again. So even people that have lost it all, even people that are in the middle of losing things, including their minds,
Amen.
The Holy Ghost will step in and say, we can rebuild again. We can rebuild. And oh my God, our identity is in Christ. It's not in the circumstance. It's not in what you think about you. Because if what you think about you doesn't match what God thinks about you, you out of alignment.
Amen.
We need a tune-up, yes?
Yes.
Oh.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You couldn't have said that better, because, you know, it's funny that you should even say foundation, because I've always looked at myself as a foundational teacher. And even in the way that you described it, if the foundation is good, because the Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, they that labor in vain. You know, and if the foundation is good, you can rebuild anything.
That's right.
Because if the foundation is not on sinking sand, you can build anything.
Come on
you
now.
You know, it's really weird, because I think about the scripture in the Bible where it talks about that the demon was cast out of the person, and then it went and looked into dry places, and it was trying to find a different home. I'm just paraphrasing. To understand it. And he said, well, let us go back to the house that we were cast out of. And when they got there, they found the place swept and clean. I said, Lord, if the house was swept and clean, how can someone enter into something that was swept and clean? Mm. You know, that threw me off. And I said, help me explain that. You know, and he gave me this example. It's just like a vacant building. If it's vacant, anything, anybody of any kind could come in and try to live in
it. My God.
Because there's nothing there that's going to prevent that person from coming back in. In other words, there was no solid word.
My God.
And so they were able to go back in, and not just them. They said, let's bring some buddies with us.
All right now.
Amen. And the last state of the person, and it's only because there was no foundation of the word of God to be found in that place.
Mm.
Amen.
That's good.
The word is good, and I'm so into the fact of how important the teaching really is, because when I was talking earlier about that missing piece, what was it? I realized that I did not, and hear me when I say this, because you couldn't have told me anything differently when God told me this. He said, what's lacking in your life is a personal relationship with me. See, you can have a relationship with God, but it's different from the personal relationship
Come on
with
now.
God. Because I can have a relationship with you. I can have it with somebody at my job. I can have it with somebody I'm sitting on the bus stop and talking to. But when it comes to the personal relationship that is personal, that has to deal with one-on-one.
Right.
One-on-one.
Right. Yes.
Know? It's you being more specific and finding about that person that you're speaking of.
That's
and that
right.
you're talking to.
That's
and that's
right.
when God really begins to reveal himself. It's in the personal relationship, and that is how our foundation is really built. It's based on that.
That's awesome. Hey, let's go back to the house that looked cleaned up.
Yes.
It looked in order.
Yes, it did.
You know, I thought about the scripture, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. You know, it's a whole lot of people know, oh, that's a good place to say amen. That's a good place to lift your hands.
Come on.
That's a good place to say praise the Lord.
Come on.
But do you really know what it looks like to bless him at all times?
Come on.
Do you really know what it looks like when you woke up this morning, myself, you wanted to be more excited, but you couldn't because of certain things that were going on. And you still said, God, I bless you.
Yes.
God, I honor you. God, I adore you. God, I lift you up. God, I magnify you. That's the difference in a house that looks, everything is in its place, but it has no life. Then there's a house that everything is in its place, but you can feel a presence, the presence there, and nobody's in the room. Mm. You ever walk in a house and you're like, oh, it feels so peaceful in here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It feels so warm and inviting in here, but nobody's in the room.
Come on.
And you go into another house, it could be furnished exactly the same. And you go into this and be like, does anybody live here? Does anybody stay here? What's going on? It feels all dry and drab, but they both look alike.
Come on.
Letting the wheat and the tare grow together, but harvest time is coming.
Oh, yes, it is.
Harvest time is coming. Father, we just thank you on today. We're going to go to a commercial break. And you are listening to ctkradio.org. You better tune in.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
HG SG special, where we have an awesome guest, evangelist Arthurine Cook. We left off talking about the paralleling the two houses.
Yeah.
Paralleling.
Is that a word? That's it.
It's going to be one today.
It's one today.
And the difference between them, even though they look alike. Mm-hmm. And when we were going off the air, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hold on. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of our praise. To you our lives we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. I just had to give him a little bit of shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. He's so worthy.
Yes, he is.
He's so worthy. Awesome. Let me tell you something. We're going to get to that fig tree.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a point in life when God asked Peter, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Peter, hey, you love me? Yes, Lord. Feed my sheep. Yes, Lord. He kept asking questions, right? Well, God, I don't know. Do I? Tell me something. Because sometimes I might think I do and I really don't.
Come on.
Or I may not be as deep in it as I think I am. There comes a point in life where when we keep saying, God, I'll follow you. God, I'll trust you. God, I'll live for you. And then he starts to put the rubber to the road. Are you really going to do it? And I'm going somewhere because in the middle of talking, he says, sing me a song. All right, then. That may not always look right to a whole lot of people. Well, they not on track. How you know? How you know? It is about God.
Amen.
He made it. He developed the rules to this game. You cannot make anything without using his materials. Huh?
Amen.
It's his world. We're just a squirrel trying to get a nut. What?
That's it.
But God is good. Okay, go ahead.
You brought up so many points. Sometimes I don't even know where to go. Amen. But we were talking about, and you were giving the analogy when we were talking about the empty house and everything, that it looked as if it mm-hmm. was producing, it was doing something. It was furniture and everything was brand new and stuff. And God began to share with me, my husband preached on this one Sunday morning about this fig tree. And, you know, and I'm going to just paraphrase it, you know, God, Jesus and the disciples are walking along and they saw a fig tree. And the mm-hmm. important part of that scripture is the word. He said, I saw the fig tree from afar mm-hmm. off. And he said, and when I saw it, it had leaves.
That's
now,
right.
Here's the thing about it. When he saw the fig tree, it was his determination to get to the fig tree because he was hungry.
Right.
And he wanted to get something to eat. So afar off, it looked as if the fig tree had figs because it had leaves.
Right.
But as he got closer and closer to the fig tree, he found out all the fig tree really had was leaves.
It
looked as if it was producing.
Right.
And sometimes in church, we think we are
Shut
producing
up.
Because it looks like we're doing something because we have our amens in place.
Huh.
Amen. We are faithful every Sunday morning. The pastor can depend upon us to come to Bible study. It looks like we're producing. But once you get just a little bit closer, and even to tie in what you just said, you really find out if the person is really producing, because you don't really start producing until you get into the dry places. That's when you start producing.
My God.
Amen. And that's the time usually that we start drawing back and start complaining, and God, why me? And God, he said, I put you in there in order for you to produce. You're not going to get anything else out of God in order to know how to produce until you find yourself in a place of tribulation, in the place of wilderness, because that's when he becomes more real to you than anything. You find yourself to be very vulnerable to him, amen, because you're not listening to anybody else. You're listening to hear his voice at that time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to pass the offering plate.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
And you know, the fig, when I kept reading when I was younger and I would read that scripture, I'd be like, so why are you mad at the tree?
Mm-hmm.
Once I looked up about the figs, mm-hmm. the figs and the leaves go together.
Come on.
So the tree gave an appearance that it was harvest time. You can pick my fruit.
Come on now.
He said, my father is the husbandman. He's the vine dresser.
Come on.
And anything that bears not fruit, he prunes the thing, right?
Yes.
So I had a house some years ago, and there was a storm that came, and a big branch fell from the tree. And the Lord, and it was in my backyard by my window. He said, every day I want you to watch this branch. I said, okay. So when it fell off, it was still with life. It still had the greenness. It still had the juice in the branch from where it broke off at. But as time kept going on, it was drying up. But it still had an appearance that it was still producing life. But it had fallen from the root. It was not connected to the tree anymore. The outside of it still had green. The branch, the stalk part of it, it was still brown, so it wasn't looking dry. But when you looked at the part that got cut off, that part was drying. And that's what was really going on the inside of the branch. Because the real person is on the inside of us.
Come on.
And what goes on the inside of us, it eventually comes out. So if you sleeping with the enemy, he gonna appear as though he nice, right? He gonna appear. That I can't stand to even meet guys that aren't the real them.
Amen.
If you're not somebody who opens the doors, then don't open them when you meet me. Be the real you. Whoever you are, if you stink, then stink all day.
Come on.
Till the change comes.
Mm-hmm.
No, really.
Amen.
Until you really get introduced to being zestfully clean.
Yes.
Then wear your stink and wear it well.
Come on now.
But don't perpetrate like you somebody you not.
Yes.
Because you're going to miss out on the greatness that life has to offer.
Amen.
And if we would come on, I really want to talk to the body of Christ for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If the body of Christ would come on and be honest.
Yes.
Come on and unveil yourself. Come on and tell the real garbage in your hefty bag. So you can be free. We walking around perpetrating. That's why there's been a great fall in the body of Christ. People that have been on this great platform that are not addressing their issues. Get it while you down here. Get it while whatever your level is, whatever level you're on, and God is trying to address something in your life, stop shooing him away. Stop saying, not right now, God. No, if I allow that to be revealed, then what are people going to think? When is it more important about what God thinks than what somebody else thinks?
Amen.
When are we really going to get to that?
Amen. We can just stay with that one for a while, because, you know, even when we look back into Genesis, in Genesis chapter 2, as we get down to the end of that chapter, it talked about Eve had come on the scene, and the Bible said they were naked and not ashamed. We go over to the fall, and all of a sudden they're naked, and now they're ashamed. One of the things, if we're going to find true intimacy with God, true relationship with God, it's going to take us being honest before God.
Yeah.
The church hasn't always, and I'm part of the church, so I'm talking about me too. The church in general, the body of Christ, hasn't always given people the opportunity to be naked.
Yeah. Oh.
We've judged them because of their nakedness, not realizing it's part of their walk with God to become what they need to be, because that's what the church is there for, in order for us to see the nakedness and help that person through the nakedness. So what we've caused them to do is wear this mask and that mask, and they're literally trying to come to worship service and lift up their hands to praise God and hurting on the inside, because this thing, and it's one thing about the word occult means to conceal, and we have allowed them to walk in the occult to conceal what's really going on with them, because we have not given them the attitude to say, you can be honest before God, because you're not really being honest before me, you're being honest before God, because we lay it all at God's
That's right.
If we lay it all before him, he's the only one that can bring, come back and heal us. Even with the children of Israel, after they left Egypt, amen, and God had promised them the promised land. You know, it's one thing about hearing a prophetic word and a prophecy of telling somebody where you're going. But see, there's some avenues you got to go to get there. Amen.
Come on now.
And you have to bypass the wilderness. Amen. You must. Because the children of Israel, amen, they were looking to leave Egypt and go right into the promised land. But God said, no, I got to take you by the wilderness because I need to know if you're with me. I need to know if you're going to live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. See, so even when we come to church in a wilderness experience, just don't throw us away. Amen. That wilderness is going to produce something if we nurture them while they're in the wilderness. Amen.
You know,
even when Jesus, even when Jesus was baptized, the Bible said the Spirit, big S, amen, of God took him and placed him on purpose in the wilderness be tempted by the devil. And as we read down, it said, and then, and only then that his ministry really began.
Come on. So talk to somebody who's in the wilderness.
Amen. If you are in, see, there's two ways you can get yourself into the wilderness. But God has an avenue for both situations. We can get ourselves into the wilderness based on disobedience. But praise God.
Go ahead.
Praise God for the act of repentance. Amen. Because once you have been saved and you are that new convert, that's a whole nother Bible study by itself. When we're talking about ourselves as a children, you really don't know much about God at that time. So sometimes we're going to make wrong decision being that infantile spirit and make the wrong decision. But God says, I've given you repentance. If you repent of your sins, if you confess and become naked before me that I have done this thing, he said, I'm faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. And so once we repent of that sin, then here comes this other area of wilderness that we go to and that every born again Christian must go, because it comes there for the testing of our faith.
All right.
Our faith must be tested. It must be anchored in him. And so when we get into that wilderness, don't be ashamed to even talk to somebody while you're in that wilderness. Amen. Don't be ashamed. Don't conceal anything. Amen. Again, concealing means that it's part of the occult. That's one way the devil gets over us. He gets over us based on the fact of us not telling what's really going on. So we find ourselves in a spirit of disobedience where we come out of that with repentance, but also it's a testing of faith. And the most important thing you must know is the testing of your faith, because if not, you will blame God while you're in it.
Right there. You hold that. ... We're going to be back in a moment. You are listening to ctkradio.org.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome back to the HG Special. H is for Holy, G is for Ghost. With our very awesome ambassador, evangelist Arthurine Cook. Give it up, Radio Land. I hear y'all screaming in the spirit. Hallelujah. And then we have our own personal cheerer.
Amen.
Amen. God is so good. You know, I'm just going to tell on us, okay?
Please do.
So when we were off the air, we were talking about the press. And I think two segments ago, I was talking about the body of Christ being honest about things that they go through. And the awesome audio engineer, Clarence, was saying this place is his sanctuary. And sometimes it's hard to even get to the sanctuary.
Amen.
Where there's peace. Mm-hmm. Where there's a refreshing, where there's comfort. Sometimes it's hard to get to the sanctuary when all the lights are off. And you done stubbed your toe. Mm. And one word might come out, but you chose the better word. Come on, somebody.
I know you're right.
It's hard to get to the sanctuary when the arthritis has inflamed.
Yeah.
And you, to yourself...
Yeah.
You look like a swollen beast, but you still got to get up and do the day. And not, sometimes we just exist in the day. Sometimes we have, okay, sometimes I have a zombie effect going on the inside. Because I know how to get out of the bed. I know that when I get out and my joints get to moving, I know what the next step is. Go use the bathroom. Okay, now wash your hands, brush your teeth. I brush my teeth before I get in the shower. So brush your teeth. So it's some things we know how to do without thought. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, amen.
So there's sometimes you can go through the day without a thought to what that day looks like. You know how to get to work. You know how to get to the neighborhood store.
Yes.
You know how to get to this. So you don't have to put a whole lot of thought into it. But then there's some days that even getting up, you're like, where's the sanctuary today? I go here every day. I don't know how to get here today. I don't know how to do this today. I don't even want to do this today. Where are you, God? I know that you're everywhere. I know you said you'd never leave me nor forsake me. But I'm feeling a little abandoned right about now.
Yes.
What does that look like?
Amen.
What do I do in it?
Amen.
Do I still bless you at all times?
Come on now.
Do I still say, you know what? I'm not even trying to be saved.
Come on.
But before I go ahead and live like I don't have you, just today, just in this moment, I'm going to give you the glory that's due your name.
Yes.
I will magnify you. God, I don't even know what to ask you for this morning. I've had days like that. I don't know what to ask you for this morning. So I'm just going to say, be God. Be God. I know I belong to you. So just be God. Talk to us about it.
You know, that's one of those most precious things that we can do in relationship when it comes to God is to totally, and I said this before, but being honest with God.
Mm-hmm.
God already knows the condition that we're in. He knows our corrupt nature and he knows our flesh and how it works. But he wants us to know that we know and understand.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we realize how much more we need him and his grace.
Mm.
You know, and I'm just going to be honest right now.
Go ahead.
Because the way you were even talking, a lot of times people don't feel that Christians have problems because we are very good at concealing to show that we're perfect and everything, but it's all about, the Bible says, a just man falleth seven times.
Right.
But the just man gets up.
Uh-huh.
So in leadership, we don't want to share the falling down.
Come on.
And if we don't share the falling down, we can't share the getting up.
Mm.
And so we allow the better part of that wilderness to actually be shown. And that's the part about how to get up. You know, when I was saying early about God, what was missing in my life? I'm going up with you sometimes and I'm going down with you. I'm going sideways with you. Why is it that I can't be somewhere that I'm stable in you? I said, what's missing in my life? And at the time I asked him that, and I'm just being myself and opening up to whomever may hear this, because I'm hoping it's going to help you. One of the greatest tribulations I had was in my marriage. Amen. And I can talk about this because of where I'm at right now. When you've been really set free and delivered, you don't want to just talk about how you got up. I want to talk about how I lay down.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because it's going to mean a little bit more. And I remember my husband, I mean, I got tired of myself. I was nagging so much. I felt like I needed to tell him to go this way, to go that way. You should do this. Why don't you do that? Why don't? And I said to myself, why don't this man listen to me? I'm only trying to help him. Well, there's a difference between help and control. And
whoa.
I found myself wanting to control the situation. So I couldn't understand under my control how come he wasn't understanding what it was I was saying. But the Bible still says, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. I think I read over that one real quick because I thought that what I was doing was helping him. And I found myself, and this is honest God truth, I was in the world and never cussed. I didn't cuss until I got saved. And I'm saying, what in the world did this come from? Let me tell you something. The flesh is a nasty thing. It'll bring up stuff that could have always been there, and it was looking for something to trigger.
My God.
And I found myself, after a while, to make a long story short, because I can go on in detail with this, I said, Lord, not only did I nag him, not only were we arguing every day, I threatened to leave him. I don't know how many times. One day he just said, okay, I'm going to help you. I guess he got tired of me saying that. Start packing my bags for me. I'm being honest with you. I went through all of this to bring me to the point where I'm at right now. So see, that part that I went through is just as important to share as it was of the outcome.
Come on now.
And that's the part we leave out. Whatever I teach somebody else, I'm teaching myself. The same way the Spirit is revealing to you, I got to go that way myself.
That's right.
And I finally got to a point, I said, okay, Lord, let me just stop. Evidently, I don't know what I'm doing. I said, so you need to tell me what I need to do in order for you to be able to be a help in this situation. Because what I was trying to do was save the marriage. That ain't my job. That's the job of the Holy Ghost.
Come on now.
He comes to seek and to save. He's the one that convicts. I was trying to convict when it wasn't my job to convict. I was trying to be the accuser when that job belongs to the devil, because he said that
my
the
God.
Devil is the accuser of the brethren. I was stepping into toes, into shoes I had no business being in.
My God.
So I had to sit down and become the student of the Holy Ghost, who is the teacher, in order for me to know how to walk this thing out with God.
Okay, that's a Selah.
That's a Selah.
So it might be a little dead air for a minute, because we're going to pause and think about it.
Amen.
That's some serious stuff. You said you were walking in shoes that weren't even yours.
That weren't even mine.
That's a thief.
Amen. I was a thief.
Stolen authority.
Absolutely.
We do it so much.
And
we
don't realize,
as in the body of Christ.
And we don't realize we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're walking according to the law instead of grace without realizing we're doing it. And where grace abounds, the law doesn't abound. So I was allowing the law to abound where grace should have been abounding. No wonder I didn't see any change. Because he said, if you're going to walk according to the law, then walk it. But when it comes to the law, the only way the law can really work for me, I have to abide by all the laws. And I wasn't capable of doing that with this flesh and corrupt nature that happened in the Garden of Eden. So God knew that. He said, you can't keep it. In order for it to be count as righteousness, you got to keep the whole law. Because if you come against one, then you are guilty of them all, because you're coming against me. I said, Lord, then teach me something, because there's something I don't know.
So tell us how it happened.
And the strangest thing happened. I found myself seeking God, not for him, but for me. Because if I, see, it's not about the husband and wife relationship. God has an agenda that never changes. His entire purpose is to seek and to save those that was lost. So instead of looking at my relationship, and I made it very personal, anything that's personal to you, you control it because you believe it's yours. Mm-hmm. I had to relinquish that control to God because me and my husband belong to God. And once I was able to relinquish control, now God says, now let me use you as that Christian that I have called to seek and to save those that was lost. So that means that everything that I did from that moment was the whole identity of how I walked with God was going to change. So, see, we don't understand that sometimes we will go outside the church to save, and there's people in our household that need to be saved. But because we take it so personal, we try to control that situation instead of learning the ABCs of being a great witness in God, be able to witness to one another, even in the household. So he began to tell me, I want you to study on the word meekness.
Wow.
And I said, what is so important about meekness that I don't understand? Because I've heard the teaching. Well, let's put it this way. I've heard them talk about meekness, but I've always heard of the word meekness as something that is very humble. Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking it away from that. Mm-hmm. But I was out of control, so I needed to study something that was going to allow me to have the control I needed that God can work through me to accomplish what he needed to do.
All right.
And so as I began to study, that's our anger under control. That's mm-hmm. our anger under control. And once I was able to walk in a spirit of meekness, meekness requires great sacrifice. And we see that on the cross.
Yeah.
Jesus remained meek in order for them to put him on the cross.
All right.
In order to achieve something out of that. So I had to learn how to walk in meekness to be that living sacrifice in order for something to be achieved that needed to be achieved in my household.
All right. I like that. Anger under control.
Anger under control.
I like that. That's what meekness is.
Meekness.
Bless God. You are here today on the HG special. We're actually making history because this is our first show.
First show. It's going good. So good.
Yay.
God is so great. You are listening to ctkradio.org.
TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries. Changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
HG Special. H is for holy, G is for ghost. You are listening to the HG Special on ctkradio.org. And also our website is worldmediaministries.org. Check us out. Set your favorites. We have in the studio with us today, live, personal, and up close, Evangelist Arthurine Cook. I feel a session two coming on.
Amen.
I actually see you and your husband sitting here. He's a powerful man of God.
Yes, he is.
He is a powerful man of God. See you two here dialoguing.
Yes.
Telling what marriage looks like and how to do this thing.
Yes.
Love is a choice.
Yes, it is.
It's not a light switch. Mm-mm. I remember my daughter when she was younger. I mean, she's only 14 now, but when she was younger, and she'd do stuff and I'd be mad at her. Oh, you don't love me anymore? Like,
I'm mad at you. That has nothing to do with me loving you or not loving you. I'm mad at you and I don't want to talk to you right now. Well, doesn't that mean you don't love me? No. My love doesn't turn off like the light switch. It's not on and off. I still love you. I just don't want to talk to you right now. My love has nothing to do with how you're acting. Mm-mm. My love has nothing to do with you obeying or disobeying. The love is constant. So what does that look like?
You know, it's we feed off of each other so beautifully. Love, I think, because of our natural selves, we base that love on, and we use it just like we drink a glass of water. Oh, I love that flower. Oh, I love that house. We use it that we take away the true meaning of what it really is.
Yeah.
And it has emotions to it, but it is not led by emotions. Mm-hmm. And we've been very used to using love because it's led by our emotion. I feel that he's the right one. I feel that everything's going to be all right. How many people have been married 10 and 15 years and they've, and I'm talking about in the church. I'm not talking about outside the church. And you ask them, well, what's going on? Well, you know, I don't feel the same way that I used to feel. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it has emotions to it, but love is a commitment and it's covenant. It's not a natural word to use as if we can just go in and out of it. It has, because love is attached to not an emotion, but to someone, mm-hmm. because God is love.
Come
and
on.
If I base God on a feeling, then I'll be in and out of love of God based on where I am in my situation.
Come
Amen.
On now.
And it's more than that. If I have made a covenant to commit my ways to God, that means in the good times, amen, and that means in the bad times, amen. And this is something we have to learn how to walk in. But again, I would even say as a whole, amen, this is the teaching that needs to come back to the church.
Yes.
We talk about it and we talk of it, but we need to talk and teach it based on to help people build a foundation in it that they may know how to stand up in it when it needs to stand.
All Amen. Right now.
And that's the part that's missing. We just carelessly throw it out. You know, love the Lord thy God. You know, I read that scripture many times and it's one of my anchor scriptures that began to anchor me. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. And one day I was studying that and then it said, the second is just as great as the other, love thy neighbors as thyself. Mm-hmm. I said, hold up, God. You know, this is not what I have learned along the way. You're telling me to love you with all. Well, all is just all. And if I'm giving it all to you, then what does that leave for my husband? Am I not supposed to love him with everything? Well, see, I got a testimony for that, but let me give you the testimony first, and then you'll understand how I need to answer that question. You know, the relationship I'm in now is my second marriage. I was in the first one, but I didn't know God at that time.
Okay.
Now, I did get saved in between that time. All amen. Right. But before that time, and see, one thing about God, your ignorance is no excuse. You know, I'm not saying you don't know, but we live in a world today that you can find out anything you really need to know if you really want to know it.
Come on now.
Okay, so if I can't justify it now, I can't justify it when I stand before him. So in this relationship, I loved everything about him with all my heart, with all my soul. And I didn't realize the danger of giving that kind of love to someone other than God. And as I began to walk in that relationship with him, he was a person who loved the women. Mm. I know I'm talking to somebody out there. He loved the women. And I kind of knew about that even before. But when you're in love, as you think you are, you're willing to say, I can either change them or I can make them stop doing it, whatever crazy stuff we come up with. Mm-hmm. Well, in the relationship, guess what? He kept tipping. He kept tipping and he kept tipping. And, you know, when I'm saying to myself, and even to the point of tipping too much, and you got to be careful when you got somebody that's tipping, because whoever they sleep with, guess what? You sleeping with them too.
Come on now.
Amen. So you don't know what they can bring home.
Right.
And I'm just being honest because I know I'm going to say something to somebody that's going to make sense. And, you know, you'll start believing anything they say. And you know even what they're saying is wrong.
Right.
But when you give somebody else that kind of love, you'll believe anything they say and it'll cause you to deny the truth.
That's a strong delusion.
It's a strong delusion. And if the Bible said that Jesus is the truth, the Holy Ghost is the spirit of truth, I was denying him in order to save this relationship.
My God.
And that's why I said, when I was saying earlier, you have to love God with all. You got to give all of that to him. Because if you don't, you will let somebody come up in between. Up between you and the relationship you have with God that will cause you to deny the word of God, even when you know what is wrong is in your face and you know it's wrong, you will deny the truth.
You'll make a reason.
You'll make a reason for it.
Yeah.
And then later on, as it ends up, the way it ends up, because we deny the truth.
Right, right.
We wonder why it ended up that way. Wasn't my love enough? God's love is enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more than enough. It's more than enough. Because everything that has to do with God's love has to do with his word and his will.
That's right.
And his will will not be denied. And his word will not return into himself void.
That's right.
Now, my will goes up and down.
Come on now.
And it can be kind of strong sometimes that I just want to do because I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it will always deceive me every time.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not anchored to the truth.
That's right. That's right. We got to be planted.
We got to be planted.
And we got to be planted in good soil.
And good soil.
And God is always going to be good soil.
Yes, yes.
And we need to get an understanding. I don't care how many years that we've been saved, that we've been walking in God. We've got to get an understanding of who God is, and he is not a human being.
Yes, he's not. He's not Asian. He's not African. He's not American.
Come on now.
He's not all the nationalities and the culture. He's a spirit.
Yes.
Can I say this too, just to bring that thing? And when I ask God, if I'm giving all my love to you, then what's left for my husband?
Come on.
He makes it very plain. As his wife, I am to submit to my husband. But see, I can't really submit to my husband unless God has all my love. Because in all my love, he's going to teach me how to submit to my husband. So what we've been trying to do is submit according to just the word submit, without that submission being attached to a vine.
Because
if it's attached to the vine, then that vine will cause you to not only just do it out of duty, but you'll find yourself doing it out the love you have for God.
Wow. Wow, you in a message that I have to preach in a couple Fridays.
I'm going
to
be preaching this tonight.
Huh? Where are you preaching at tonight?
I Believe God Ministries. Amen. 9520 East Jewel.
All right. 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Y'all better get there. Hurry up and get there. Amen.
How can we get a copy of your book?
Amen. I'm looking for the book to probably be coming out. I'm at the point where it's being edited for the last time. Amen. And hopefully around the first of the year.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll have this book for publications and for whatever. So what I'll do, I'll keep in touch with you.
Okay.
To let you know.
Yes.
When that, and in the midst of it, on the next book, and I'm just going ahead and throw this out because when I was writing it, I've always had a concern about why the body of Christ, man and woman, are always at each other. You know, why we won't permit each other to do what God has told us to do. There's always a battle in the church, you know, between woman and man. And God allowed me to sit down, and the name of that book is going to be, when it comes out, that's going to be probably another year, there's civil war in the church. We fight our own war.
Wow.
We're fighting our own war.
You are so awesome. Amen. We're just going to go ahead and establish, because the Bible does say we can speak a thing.
Amen.
And it would be established.
Amen.
So we're going to go ahead and declare,
amen,
that the book, The Soul Restored to See God, will be on the bestsellers list. It will be, amen, in stores everywhere. It'll be online that people, amen, can purchase it and be blessed, that it will transform lives because it's coupled in the word of God, that many people will come running.
Amen.
They will come running to the Lord by way of a Christian if need be. What must I do to be saved?
Amen.
So that their lives can be restored. So we bless God in advance.
Amen. Amen.
For that book being in the hands of lives, so their hearts and their minds can be renewed,
amen,
and restored in Jesus' name. Is,
amen,
that all right?
That's all right.
All right.
Amen.
Evangelist Arthurine Cook is with Here's Life Christian Church. Where are you guys located?
At 16607 East Hialeah Avenue. That's in Centennial, Colorado, 815.
Say it one more time.
16607 East Hialeah, and that's spelled H-I-A-L-E-A-H Avenue, Centennial, Colorado, 815.
What do you guys do on Tuesdays?
Tuesday, we have our life application class where the teaching goes into much more and more detail. And that's at 6:30 every Tuesday at the same address.
All right. Do you do anything on Sundays?
And Sunday, we have our service. It starts at 10 o'clock. And our service is just a little bit different because one of the things Pastor does on Sunday, and this is going to sound very unusual, he does not only teach the gospel, but he stops and says, does anybody have a question? Because he wants to make sure when you leave there, you've got some guidance to know what your next step is, to know how to put this word into, to apply this word.
That is uncommon.
Very uncommon.
On a Sunday?
On a Sunday.
Shut your mouth.
On a Sunday.
Wow. And you know, if you'd like to be a sponsor of the HG Special, you can email me at the H for holy, G for ghost, special at yahoo.com. Or you can contact us at CTK Radio. What's the number for sponsorship? How can they do that through the radio?
Well, they could just contact you for right now, or they can go ahead and email me, Clarence Lee, at standupcolorado@gmail.com.
Y'all got that? Clarence Lee at standup.
No. My name is Clarence Lee.
Right. Okay.
The email address is standupcolorado@gmail.com.
All right. I'm going to have to hear about this Stand Up Colorado.
Yeah, that show. I'm going to be dropping my show here real soon.
All right. All right. Or you can email me at the HG Special at yahoo.com. We have several packages to meet your needs if you would like to sponsor this program. All right. It has been an honor and a privilege to have you. Would you be my guest next Friday?
I love the radio.
I want to do a part two.
Okay.
I think I'd like us to talk about submission.
Amen.
What does that look like? Because it's a dirty word.
It's a dirty word.
Supposedly.
Yes, it is.
But so we need to get an understanding whether we're in Christ or not.
Amen.
What it looks like to submit, because it's actually a very powerful weapon.
Oh. It's a healing word. Amen.
It really is.
It brings healing.
Yeah. It really is. So be blessed with real talk, real people serving a real God. Until the next time.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.